Blog Talk Radio.
I never said I was perfect, man. I tried my best to provide for fam. I give my heart to protect you, ma'am. And I hope you continue to love me. Never said I was perfect. Never said I was perfect, man. I try my best to provide for fam. I give my heart to protect you, man. And I hope you continue to love me. Never said
we've been together for a summer, it's like a second nature. 1 minute I'm feeling love, next minute I hate you.
Platinum without a hit, my trip on that ride, that whole Benz slip, acting like you on my team, when you's a lying shit, your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit, I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it, the best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit, my swag balling, rhyme swishing, like a chef, my verse is cooking, when I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault,
it's my fault.
Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'.
Yeah. I'm Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh, yeah, hey, it's Super Beat up on this track. To be up in the club, kick that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right there. I'll give you a lucky experience, you never go past. The action section, a baby way in the back. I'll make you come so hard, you like, ooh, yeah. Thanks, give up, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one.
Hey, hello, and welcome to the station that's got him looking. That's right, I'm Matt Big Stats Frankel. And, yes. You did have a little bonus extra song before our usual intro. And you're listening to Big Stats Idol Hour, the station that's got them looking. And as I said before, I am that Big Stats Frankel. And that was a song by my group, MSFP Crew, who's definitely got them looking new with their new EP out. Yep, MSFP Crew's got our new EP out, and you can go back, Shazam this song, and find out about how you can purchase yourself a copy of this song, as well as other songs by the MSFP Crew. We got a great show for you today. We're scheduled to have Chris Styles on air for a special two-day special. Sure, he'll be celebrating New Year's Eve with us as well tomorrow on air. So we're going to give him a ring in a second. But first, a little waiting music for you all. We're going to hit you off with a little sample of Hotspot. Coming up next, it's Hotspot.
Yeah. Who's that? Now skip on the track, yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. Go, 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 go. Get it, get it, get it. Go, 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 go. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Go, go. Don't stop, stop. Go, go. Don't stop. No, I'm not running. Yeah, I'm finna dunk. Everybody know how it is, ever frontin'. Yeah, if you frontin', what you say? Ain't singin' something, I'm singin' nothing. Put it all together and I'ma let you know. If you thought I wasn't from the O, well, here it go again. To write you to the end. To write you to the end. The end. More than a metaphor, I'ma let you know who's all in the door. Me, are you know, a dinosaur? I'm older, older, I'm ancient. My limits are coming, but I have no patience for you. No time to waste it. Coming through now, what's the case? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any chasing, 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 chasing? Go, 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 I said. Go, 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 I said.
Refreshing like a frosty freeze, the sip of this mist bringing man to me. Elegantly like a summer breeze, got the image of me. 3D, a technical, spectacle, electricity. Light up the spot, hot spot, that's hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I got, what I want. You got what I want. Girl, show them what you got now. I'll show them what I got. Yo, you go, yo, you go, yo, you go, yo, you give her. I got what you want.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Big from Big Star Title Hour. You're
hey,
live on the air.
What's going on, man?
Hey, so you're gonna be on air with us tomorrow as well. So celebrate. We'll showcase an album of yours.
Okay.
Celebrating New Year's. And, do you have a particular album that we're going to showcase tomorrow? This is your choice, all for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. A particular album of mine or of another artist?
Of yours.
Yeah, I mean, I have my single right now that I would, you know, that I would like for you to play over the airwaves, you know, so we can get that out. to as many people as we can get that out to, and just, you know, get the promotion on that and everything.
Right. So you produce as well as you're an artist yourself, correct?
Yes, I'm a recording artist, producer, as well as an engineer. I do engineering as well.
So when did you start making, when did you write your first song?
Oh, man, when did I write my first song? Maybe around the age of 15 going on 16.
All right. And do you remember what was your inspiration for writing the song?
Oh, man, yeah, just old school, good old school music. Slick Rick, Big Daddy Kane, Kumo D, Heavy D, Chubb Rock. The purity of music. When, you know, the guys were having a lot of fun and they actually had something to say.
So Big Daddy Kane would be one of your inspirations?
Definitely.
Which songs in particular really influenced your sound?
Oh, man, you know what? I think that's a matter of being well-rounded. Just having love for many different genres, you know, being willing and being open-minded to try new avenues or things that people from this area haven't tried before. You know, just the willingness to take a chance.
Right. So you mentioned other genres. Are there artists in other genres that people would be surprised to know influence you?
Oh, maybe. I love Green Day. I love Green Day and Nickelback.
That's what's up.
See, that caught you off guard.
Yeah. No, the other day, a few weeks ago, we had someone who tossed in, who is a rapper who tossed in that his influences were Miley Cyrus, so.
Nothing wrong with that.
So nothing's really off limits. No, I'm a firm believer you can draw inspiration from any artist in any genre. I'm in a hip hop duo and I've always I draw inspiration from great performers, you know, whether they're
okay.
in the genre of hip hop or not, you know. So yeah, there are artists outside of hip-hop that have paved the way for artists in the hip-hop.
Definitely.
You know, it wasn't until Michael Jackson came along that hip-hop got accepted and was played on MTV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know, good music is good music. When you take away the words and you just listen to the underlying and the foundation and the production of it, a lot of it is the same. You know, a lot of it all sounds the same. Like, I know I have a few Britney Spears albums, and her production is always heavy. It's always heavily hip-hop influenced, but if you listen to the songs that she's doing, they're not hip-hop oriented.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a matter of your creativity and your ideal, but, you know, the beat is the beat. You know, you give it to three different artists, they're going to do three different things with it.
I mean, sometimes you'll find an album out there and you'll just be, And I know you do producing as well, and I do producing. But sometimes when you're from a background that does producing, become fans of particular producers as well, even if, yeah, and you'll go out and find stuff by that producer because you're a fan of that producer, you know. For
right.
me, I'm a, you know, you mentioned Britney Spears, and I'm actually a Max Martin fan, you know, because he, you know, he has those interesting sounds, you know, and
right.
he switched it
right.
up. Right. So as a producer, who are some of the producers that you go out and listen to?
You know what? I try to keep my ear open for just for good music instead of, you know, trying to identify them by their work. I try to just more so listen to the sounds. And a lot of the songs, I probably don't even know the producer, but I probably love the song. So, so that's just me being honest with you.
We're going to play a bunch of your music tomorrow, and if you want, if you have some artists that you're working with and you want to plug their songs as well, we'll play some of theirs as well tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to talk more in a second. A song real quick.
Okay.
Since we were speaking about Michael Jackson earlier, I'm going to toss it to an old school song. Was she stirring in it?
Okay.
Toss it to Somebody's Watching Me, Rockwell featuring
That's one of my jams right there. Rockwell right there.
Who's watching me? I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell featuring Michael Jackson. Now, if there was, now, is there someone in the game right now that if you had an opportunity to work with would be like on the top of your list?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Grandmaster Flash.
Grandmaster Flash, that's what's up. That's what's up. So you're definitely into the legend.
You know, I like old school music, but I really love just good music and a good beat and good production. I'm a sucker for good production. I just truly am.
All right. You're making a beat. What do you usually do?
What do I do when I'm making a beat? You know, after I get the foundation of the sound that I want to use, I often mimic what kind of artist can I see on the track.
Alright.
So once I figure out and I say, you know, this sounds like a good song Ludacris would be on, I try to think of how would he use his flow, how would he flow over the beat in order for me to get the most out of it.
Right. Yeah. That's what's up. Now, if fans wanted to find you online, how could they go about finding you?
Oh, man, they can catch me on ReverbNation.com/Chris Styles 9. I'm also on SoundCloud, Art and Soul, BNT, as well as Facebook, Art and Soul Entertainment. And all over iTunes, you can check out Chris Styles.
All right. So, do you have any shows that are coming up soon?
Yeah, I do. I have a show coming up, I believe, the second week in January. I'm going to try to get something, just try to line as many up as I can, so I can start the year off on a good note, a good productive note, and just keep the ball rolling.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more in a second. I'm going to toss it to another song. We're going to flip it a little and go with a rock track. A classic rock track by Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
And that was Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. So, all right. So, is there any exciting projects that you're working on right now?
I'm working on my first album called Complicated Situations, which will be in stores as well as on iTunes, Amazon, Google, Rhapsody, all those places. And I'm excited. It took me a while to get this project done, but I didn't want to rush it to make sure that it represented exactly what I wanted it to represent.
And are you planning to do any videos for any of these songs, maybe post on YouTube or something?
Yes, I have I have a video for one of the songs out now called Gotta Get Mine, featuring Axis. It's on YouTube. You can check it out, Art and Soul ENT on YouTube.
Are there, when you make a beat, are there particular types of beats that you prefer to make? Are you more of a into the club beats? Are you more into the more mellow beats?
I would love to lie to you and tell you there is a particular beat, but I go off of how I feel. If I'm having a good day, you know, I'm going to be excited. If I'm not, you know, my feelings reflect in my music. So you can tell, you know, when I'm having a good day, when I'm not having a bad, you know, good day, and so on and so forth.
All right. But is there a certain type of style beat that you have more fun with, or you have fun either way?
The more upbeat tempo, the more southern style beats, the high energy that that particular production have and brings out of you.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. My own group, we do high energy beats. We record on high energy beats. In fact, I'm going to toss it to one of our songs, and then we'll talk a bit more in a few. This is from my own group, MSFP Crew. This is Pump Up the Music.
There comes a time.
Fuck.
Is there anyone in the mainstream that you would be interested in challenging yourself to work with if you had an opportunity?
Anyone in the mainstream, would I challenge myself? Yeah, I would love to work with Lady Gaga.
That's what's up. I got one like that, too. I want to... to try something totally different, mine would be Britney Spears.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I'd want to actually get her exact intake on things, so I'd challenge her to actually be in the writing process. I'd
write
with her, I would do a double album and maybe go back to some of her older songs, maybe the ones that didn't get as popular.
Okay.
And I'd be interested to see what she would sound like also on acoustic versions of some of her older songs.
You know, you're absolutely right. That does sound very interesting.
Yeah. So,
another, when I answered your phone, when you asked me earlier if there's any other producer that I would like or work with, I can't. There's I was recently down at a convention, and I have to say, Big Chris, he's an amazing act. He's, you know, he does his own production as well, as he's a lyricist. And if you listen to the content of his music, the content is pure. You know, he's not, it's just a breath of fresh air.
Right. All right. Yeah, definitely. We're going to toss it to another song and then talk a bit more afterwards. Since we've been talking about recently about pop singers, Mariah Carey with Obsessed. Here it goes.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
You're confused, you know.
And that was Mariah Carey with Obsessed. We're coming towards the close of our show. I'm going to give you a call afterwards, and we can talk a little one-on-one for the show as well. To the listeners, make sure to check out our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I've produced. Find out about the MSFP studios and the MSFP label, as well as other projects I'm involved with. One of which that means a great deal to me, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. We're raising money to start a foundation that benefits special needs children with music education. So go to the web, listeners, go to the web page, scroll to the bottom, see the donate button, reach into your hearts and donate. You can donate as much or as little as you want. All right, and Chris Styles, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and you've been listening to Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
Yep.